Jumanji, the next level review, guys. Dun 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 dun.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan, D.A.K.L. Ryan 680.
Manja at that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. We bring the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, Angela. This is our review of Jumanji, the next level. Should I do the rock stand? The smolder? The smolder. Oh, it's terrible. I tried. That was really terrible. Sorry, guys. Okay, let's get right to it, man. I mean, so this is a sequel. 2 years ago, we did get, you know, the random hit, I guess you could say. It was a box office hit that came out 2 years ago, 2017. And it was during the holiday season, around the same time of year, too, as well. And
I think it really surprised everyone how successful it was.
Yeah, it did. And everyone saw it. I know everyone was talking about it. It was a popcorn movie, I would say. And it was a popcorn flick, and everyone was talking about it. Word of mouth really, really spread and really helped this movie become into a sequel. And I was just like, okay, they're making a sequel. Okay, all right. I mean,
I know how you feel about sequels. Yeah. I really do. And I share some of that. Yeah. I agree with you on certain aspects. But, you know, I was excited for this one.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with sequels. It's just as long as there's a story to be told. And it's
done right.
And yeah, exactly. And so here's the thing with me. With this one, actually, the story wasn't... I mean, the reason for it... Because, I mean, it has to be a good reason to go back into that story, to go back into that world, and to go back into any type of world. Doesn't matter. And this one actually made sense. I was like, okay, he's in, you know, all this stuff. We're not going to spoil it, by the way. We're not mentioning any spoilers whatsoever. There's no spoilers in here. Obviously, the cast is not really a spoiler because we know who's in it. Awkwafina's in here as well, along with Danny DeVito, which Danny DeVito does Danny DeVito. And I mean, he is Danny awesome. Glover. He is awesome, man. I mean, yeah. And Danny Glover. So here's the thing. I don't watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But man, I mean, he's making me want to watch it. I was all like, dude, because he is hilarious, truly a remarkable.
Danny DeVito is just classic comedy. Like, I just feel like any role he's really done, he's just funny. And like, I just, even as he's gotten older, he's just still funny.
Yep. And also, we do get the main actors, of course, themselves, the main slash characters, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I mean, The Rock is just... I mean, he's a presence to be reckoned with.
I feel like every time I see him, like, he just doesn't age.
No, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, just...
He's just stuck in time.
He's pushing a lot of work right now, and I love it because I'm just like, he knows there's, you know, he doesn't want to waste any time. And that's the thing. I mean, he was doing so much, you know, with Ballers and everything, with the producer. And he was actually executive producer as well on this one, too. So I'm just like, man, I mean, this guy really knows what he's doing. Dwayne The Rock, Jack Black as well is in here again doing another off comedy. So I'll go real quick. So going into this movie, I was just like, is it going to be the same comedy as the last one? But no, it's not. It's actually a little bit different. They do have a lot of, okay, the sequel, obviously the second one, compared to this one, the second one, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, that one actually had really good jokes. I'll admit it.
Had really good chemistry between all the main actors.
And that chemistry, and that chemistry carried over to this movie. That chemistry is amazing. Great chemistry between all the four lead characters, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, of course, doing Kevin Hart style. And,
and I love Kevin Hart. Yeah, he's right? So funny.
And then I can't pronounce her last name, but Karen Gillan. Yeah. So she was remarkable in here too, man. Those fight scenes are really good. Those fight stunt people.
Oh, I love her.
The fight sequences in this movie were really done very well. I'll say that. CGI was done very well too. I mean, wow, that CGI was great, as well as it was in Welcome to the Jungle. Now, going back again to the chemistry and everything, I'm just like, you know, Awkwafina, to add another character, this is a prime example of how to do it. It felt very casual, felt very natural. It felt like there was a story, you know, like it was, obviously it was a, mis- you know, it was, not spoiled, sorry. Obviously it was, you know, just a story to be told there. And I'm just like, okay, sounds good. Let's make it happen. Let's see how we execute this, because we bring in a new character that you're going to make us love. Star Wars, and you're gonna try to make us love Rose. I mean, so let's be honest here, it went down pretty smooth. I will say that.
I gotta say, Awkwafina, she's just so funny in my book. We've seen her in Crazy Rich Asians. Mm-hmm. I know we saw a little bit more serious side in the Farewell movie.
Yeah.
But I think she does comedy very well. She's just so naturally awkward. Yeah. And it's just, I think it works for her character in this movie.
And here's the thing, you know, Kevin Hart, he actually changed his little mood. Style? Yeah, comedy style a little bit. And I was actually admired by it. I was all like, okay, all right.
It was very interesting because, like, I mean, I feel like
Kevin plays the same role pretty much.
Well, his comedy style is Kevin Hart's comedy style. Like, you could say, like, certain comedians have the same, like, Ryan Reynolds has his little comedy style. I don't like Ryan Reynolds. But it's the same comedy style, right? Yep. So you either love it or you don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like Kevin Hart's fan base is the same. They love him or they don't. But I appreciate that he changed up his comedy style slightly.
And it was done well. I mean, I was just like, wow, okay. And then The Rock, too. The Rock changes. But, I mean, it's just The Rock's becoming a good actor. I mean, I'll back him up with that. I mean, he's a really good actor. And, you know, he had to change it up, too, as well. Actually, it hasn't been too long since the Welcome to the Jungle. So it hasn't been too long. We did confirm that. That was pretty good to see that it hasn't been too long since the last one. You know, I really did. It was a smart move when it comes down to the comedy because I was just like, that was pretty good. Now, there was a lot of one-set jokes in here that I really wasn't laughing at. It was a little overbearing. I felt like they were kind of pushing us a little more one-set jokes. Because the second one, Welcome to the Jungle, it felt natural. It felt smooth. It felt like, you know, because it was, let's be honest, it was a random movie, and I was just like, wow, okay, all right. Because, I mean, I wasn't on board because I'm just like,
no, I was
on
board.
It can't replace the Robin Williams that we really do love.
I know it's not supposed to replace it, but to reboot it, like to give it a new life again.
Well, is it a reboot? I mean, technically, it's a sequel.
But I mean,
soft reboot / sequel,
are sequels supposed to replace the first ones, or are they supposed to continue the story? Right. So
reboots are try to attempt to show the new age audience that and all that stuff. So
to retell the story. Given your example, no, I don't think Welcome to the Jungle was supposed to replace the original Jumanji with Robin Williams. But again, when I first heard about the cast in Welcome to the Jungle, I was on board.
Yeah.
Mainly because of The Rock and Kevin Hart and Jack Black. They're solid comedians. They've had a really long repertoire, good career. Mm-hmm. Karen Gillan, love her in the Avengers movies. She's proved to be really great in the Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
And I was glad to see all four back for this one. I think that's what made the movie. It was all four of them back,
and
plus the addition of the characters.
And I guess the question is, do you have to see the first or do you have to see the second one in order to see the third one? Yes, you do, because you're going to be lost. You're going to be confused on the inside, because they make a lot of inside Jumanji jokes, ladies and gentlemen, and it's really good, funny, if you know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's an insider joke. That's so
it's very, like, you need to understand the nuances of the Welcome to the Jungle to understand some of the punchline or jokes in this one.
And they do have a little bit more Easter eggs as well, guys. From we were not going to mention it whatsoever on this review, but they do have a lot, quite a few Easter nods to the first Jumanji, and I love that a lot. And y'all would notice it, guys. It's very out there. You'll be able to notice that. I love the connection, because Sony just really it connects it straight from the original. I'm just like, okay, that's great, because it pays respect and it pays a really good respect and montage to what the first one was, what the beautiful Robin Williams brought to life and his comedy and everything. I mean, it was really, I'll say that. What did you feel like they needed? This movie was 2 hours long, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
I do agree with you. Some scenes, I feel like in Welcome Jungle, it was a little bit more natural. Like, was more laughing consistently. Whereas this one, they had a really good comedy, really good jokes, but it wasn't as consistent.
Yeah.
And I feel like they needed that. They need more consistency.
Yeah. And I would say that's the problem with comedies when they try to bring this main. I mean, it's just a problem in general, because, I mean, everyone has their own opinion when it comes down to comedy. Everyone has their own laughter. You know, I like the crude humor. You don't, you know, stuff like that. So everyone's different, you know, and that's great, because we all cherish these movies. You may like one character more. Oh, who's your favorite character? I forgot to ask you that. Mine is, of course, you already know who mine is. Can you guess?
I guess it's The Rock.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course. Because you loved him when he was a wrestler. it's kind of a tie, because I really liked Awkwafina, and she's really great. And I feel like she was really funny in this one, but then okay. I really liked how badass Karen Gillan's character was. Because she like took down like a whole horde of guys
yeah.
during her like, you know, one of the scenes. And yeah. I mean, that's just awesome.
Right.
Like, who wouldn't want to do that?
Right. All right. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. It comes out 2 hours and 3 minutes if you want to be technical. Okay. So as long as there was a story to be told, I guess you could say this is what we needed. If there was a story to be told, and there was, it did make sense. Was this the film that we deserved? I mean,
Why not? I guess so. I mean, the story was. I mean, you know, watching Welcome to the Jungle, I didn't think that there was another story. But you know, now that we saw it and we saw how it unfolded, yeah, sure, why not? It made sense, like you said, and it was pretty done pretty well.
And let's be honest here. I feel like this is one of those movies. They haven't released the Rotten Tomatoes yet. I feel like this is one of those movies where you're either gonna love it or you're gonna hate it. And I feel like critics are really gonna be split on this. I feel like it's gonna be audiences are gonna love it and critics are gonna hate it, because it's good. It's a good movie, but I mean, it's not. I don't want to say it's not for everybody, but I mean, let's be honest. It's just, I mean,
it's a hit or miss. The comedy on you. So I mean, I feel like in the audience, you know, we laughed at things that maybe others didn't laugh at, and it was vice versa. I was just kind of watching the screen. I would hear everyone around me laughing.
The audience was laughing a lot for those 1 cent jokes. I was just like, oh, okay, okay.
Well, I was right.
I was laughing deep down in my stomach.
The fake laugh, like
yeah. But I mean, I always get jittery with whenever the Rock does his little face. You know, just like.
The smolder.
Oh, man, that's great. Funny. All right, let's go to ratings, Angela. So ratings, 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest, the worst. What do you give this rating of this movie?
That's really hard. I'm split. I would say because the comedy style was different a little bit from the first one, I would give it maybe like a 7.
Dang. Okay, we're going to be somewhere around that. Okay, I'm going to give it a 6. Okay. I'm going to give it a solid 6. Now that with the rankings and everything, I guess we'll say Alamo City Movie Talk will recommend this movie, guys. Be sure to check it out at theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. Alamo City Movie Talk does approve this movie. So I mean, it's just I don't know. It's hard to carry that spirit over to the next movie. It really is. Mm-hmm. That charisma, you know, just that charisma.
Well, and also the execution, you have to make sure it's done very well.
Yeah, again. Very well, yeah.
Because people have, I think we were talking to one of our critic friends and he was like, well, it set an expectation, and it's absolutely
exactly.
right.
Exactly, it did.
We went into this with the higher expectation mm-hmm. than we probably did going into Welcome to the Jungle.
Yes, of course. And it was cool. It's cool to get Nick Jonas and all them back as well.
He's I forgot great.
Nick Jonas.
He's,
yeah.
He's great.
Nick Jonas is pretty cool in here. I was like, oh, okay,
even
cool.
Even though he's like, you know, same kind of about, I guess.
He played the same character.
Same amount of screen time as the first one. He still was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then, of course, we did get, ladies and gentlemen, we did get the villain in this movie. We get the Hound.
It didn't dawn on me at first. I think there was one scene where he just turned the light just right or said something just right, and it just clicked.
6'6", guys. Tall son of a
it's
gun.
It's so crazy when he's standing next to The Rock. Yeah. He's
just dude, oh, he made The Rock look tiny. I was like, what the heck? He made The Rock look like Kevin Hart. I was all like, dude, what the heck?
Like, I always forget, like,
yeah,
I really want to see him in real life, like, just to see how tall a man
he'll make us look like little midgets. Alrighty. So you gave it a 7. I give it a 6. Maybe we'll buy this movie. I don't know. We'll see. If it's on sale, I might buy it.
Yeah, I will want to buy it.
Yeah.
To add it to our repertoire collection.
To collection, right? This team forever. Right, Angela?
Yes.
Quote unquote from Jumanji, guys. All right. So I will say this as well, guys, ladies and gentlemen. A movie that creates laughter and new story for all. I'll say that. I'll leave it like that, guys.
It was really good. Laughter was definitely, for sure, pretty
it
good.
It wasn't terrible, and it wasn't great. It was good. I'll say that.
It was good, yeah. I liked it. Like I said,
hit and miss.
It's going to be a hit and miss.
I feel like it's going to be split in half. The critics are going to be split in half on this. I really do.
I can see that. I think more people are going to be walking away with, like,
Meh. But it's a, it feels like a holiday movie, you know. It's, everyone's gonna get, it's a time to take because no one knows what to watch right now. People are asking me, you're like, oh, what, Ryan, what's good to watch at work? They're asking me like, hey Ryan, what's good to watch at work, what's good to watch with the family, and they all have families. I'm just like, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, just Frozen 2. I mean, that's what I can think of.
I would say this is not a holiday movie as in it gets you in the Christmas spirit, but I would say it's a good movie to watch while the kids are off, so you can see as with your family.
It is PG-13, so be aware of that, guys. Alrighty, any final thoughts, Angela?
No, think we covered it. I mean, I liked it. I want to kind of see it again.
Okay. All right, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Aikenlo, Ryan 680.
I'm Angela at that Cat Lady Ange.
And this is us signing off, guys, coming from Alamo City Movie Talk. Guys, be sure to hit that subscribe button, guys. Give us a thumbs up. You like our review, ladies and gentlemen, our movie review, guys. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to check out our podcast wherever a podcast could be found, guys. Anywhere a podcast platform, we're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever a podcast could be found. Thank you for making us a part of your day. You have yourself a wonderful day, guys.